Good night, Jen. If somebody in his teens is all arms and legs and can't walk through without knocking things over, you'd say, oh, at that age he is so...
awkward.
Any other word on that?
Blunderbuss.
Person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
nut.
Any other thing? Does such dumb things.
Stupid.
You'd say, oh, that man's just a plain old...
stupid nut. I don't know.
All right, fool, ever?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
All right. A person who will never spend any money, who hangs on to what he's got, what could you call him?
He's a miser, or he's stingy.
All right. If Mr. Brown will pay you good money, but you have to earn it, you could say he's a regular...
hard taskmaster?
Well,
it's a fair taskmaster, I would say.
Okay. If you use the word common, talking about a person, what would you mean?
It would be an unflattering sort of thing. Vulgar, in a way, almost.
Could it ever be used in a complimentary sense?
Well, something that's common to all, meaning that it's the common man, we're just speaking of. The mass of things.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you could say he's still quite...
active? He's still quite... agile?
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, a young person full of life, you might say he's...
on the go. He's active. He's full of activity. He's full of get up and go.
You know, like the old farmer at 80 that doesn't get tired, and you say, I don't care how old he is. He's mighty. You'd use the same words for young and old, in other words.
Active.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. If you get worried or concerned, you wouldn't feel easy about it. You would say you felt...
distressed.
Well, if you didn't feel easy, you felt...
uneasy.
Say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Any other words?
Scared.
She isn't afraid now, but she... if she once was. She isn't afraid now, but she...
was at one time. Well, but she may be. Are you talking about past or future?
Past. She isn't afraid now, but she...
she was at one time. She was afraid at one time.
All right. Were you ever used to? Used to be.
Oh, but she used to be, yes, yeah, sure.
All right. So as I said, she's a... would you ever use didn't used to be?
No.
Okay. What would be the opposite of used to be, then? I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
was unused. She was... the un... she...
what would be the opposite of used to be?
Well, not used to be. It was new to her.
If somebody leaves a lot of money lying around and the door unlocked, you'd say they're mighty...
careful. Careless.
Yeah, all right. there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. Sometimes she just acts kind of